Virginia Federal Savings and Loan Association presents Letters to Santa Claus. Santa's local mailbox is in the office of Virginia Federal Savings and Loan at the corner of Main Street and Madison Road in Orange. Letters go direct to Santa's postmaster, who reads them over WJMA Radio Orange and then sends them on to the busiest man in the world. Be sure to bring your letters to Virginia Federal in Orange. Now, let's look in on Santa's post office.
Mr. Postmaster, do you realize that next Friday will be our last program for this year?
Good night, Miss Message. I hadn't been keeping track. Look at there. You were right. So we'd better get to work. But looky here, the mail is a little light tonight. However, we have got two stories.
Right. Let's get those letters right now.
All right. First, the letters. Which one of you handed me here? Wendy Clark's letter?
Right.
Glad Wendy wrote. Wendy L. Clark writes, Dear Santa, here are a few toys I would like. Fun Machine, Stretch Armstrong, Baby Bubble Gum, Baby This and That, Baby Wet and Care, Barbie Furniture, Bunk Beds. Just bring what you can. Remember my sister and my brother, and have a nice Christmas. I am 7 years old and in second grade. Love, Wendy L. Clark. Well, you did give Santa quite a laundry list to work from there, Wendy.
This one's a really nicely written one. Dear Santa, my name is Melissa Seal, and I'm 5 years old. Didn't know 5-year-olds had such nice handwriting.
I really do.
I've tried to be a good girl this year. For Christmas, I'd like a Bubble Yum baby, a Sew Perfect sewing machine, and an old-fashioned oven. Please bring my baby brother Matthew some surprises. He is 9 months old. We will leave you some fruitcake and milk on the table. Love, Melissa and Matthew Seal.
Well, I'll bet you Melissa didn't write that, but some older friend of Melissa did. Anyway, she got the message across, didn't she? Here's one from Viola in Arota. And Viola sends this to Santa Claus, care of the North Pole, USA, and so we'll pass it along to Santa. Dear Santa, writes Viola, how are you doing? I hope fine. Are you going to bring me something? I hope so. This is my list. Suntan Tuesday Taylor. Whoopsie. Holly Hobby Purse. Doll Stroll. Barbie Doll Clothes. Me Clothes. Boots. Cat's Eye. Twister. And 64 Crayons. Love, Viola. Well, Viola, if Santa Claus gets some of those things to you, I know you'll be happy and have a good Christmas. That's Viola from Arota. And now, what about these stories, Miss Message?
Well, I have one from Brian Lloyd, a 7th grader at Prospect Heights. And Brian's story is The Christmas That Almost Wasn't.
Mercy. Read on.
'Twas the night before Christmas and all. Oh, I'm sick of it. I'm just sick of it, yelled Mr. Claus in a rage. Why, that's your favorite story, Santa dear, said Mrs. Claus. It's so boring every year. I listen to the same old story, and every year I do the same thing. I go to the house and houses, giving sweet little kids toys and goodies. It gets really depressing after all these years, yapped Santa. I think that's really sick, you being sick and depressed about giving sweet little children toys. So straighten up, Mr. Claus, or I'm going home to Mother, exclaimed Mrs. Claus. Okay, dear, he sadly said. When she walked off, Santa went to the television to watch the fights. He sat in a big velvet chair and opened a can of Diet Sprite. After a while, he fell asleep. When he woke up, he walked into the elves' workroom. He saw Elf Number One working on an electronic game. What's that you're working on? Asked Santa. You wouldn't really understand it, sir, said Elf Number One. Great. That's really great. The most famous toy maker in the world won't understand a toy. Phooey, laughed Santa. So Santa, with his head stuck high, told him to move aside. He fiddled around with the toy. Then the toy started to spark. It started to spit fire. I told you, said the elf furiously. You're fired, screamed Santa. Oh, please, Mr. Claus, please don't fire me. All my life I've worked for you. You remember the... Okay. You're off the hook. But one more slip, and you're going to be out of a job. That night, Mrs. Claus was talking to the maid. "You know, men sometimes get so unbearable," Mrs. Claus exclaimed. "Oh, you really don't mean that. You're just a little steamed. I'll bet you tomorrow you and the mister will be happy together," said the maid. "Oh, you're probably right. But I would like to teach that man a lesson," said Mrs. Claus. "Well, I have a great suggestion, if you want to hear it," said the maid, with a strange look on her face. After the women made their plans, they put the plan to work. They started it out at dinner. The table was set, and all was ready for the plan to begin. The plan began with these words. "How's your dinner?" said by Mrs. Claus. "Oh, I'm rotten," growled Santa. "You know, I think you're right. You are rotten," said Mrs. Claus. "What? You mean you're going to sit there and tell me I'm rotten?" yelled the infuriated man. "Oh, I thought that's what you wanted. There's another thing. I was wondering, since you're so depressed about going to the kids' houses, couldn't we go on that vacation you've been promising me?" "You know I was just kidding about that. I had to blow off a little steam. I wouldn't let all those little kids down," said Santa excitedly. So when Christmas Eve came, Santa, as usual, went from house to house delivering his toys. The end, by Brian Lloyd in the 7th grade at Prospect.
Well, Brian, you really gave us a good story. And Miss Message, that was a marvelous reading. It really was. You know, there's an old saying, now part of the story there where Santa decides to work with the toy, meet a famous toy maker, an old saying, which is certainly going to be true at Christmas time, which is, if you fool around with something long enough, you will eventually break it. And so, just remember that on Christmas morning. Well, I have a story from Cindy Wood. And Cindy is in the 7th grade at Prospect Heights Middle School in Orange. And she writes a story that has a true character in it. I don't know whether this is really a true story. It's called The Bus Driver's Christmas Surprise. Maybe Cindy Wood wants it to be this way. There once was a man by the name of Calvin Butts. Mr. Butts was a school bus driver. He had to drive bus 42 every day. This bus was so rugged and old it could barely run. But to top it off, the kids that rode on his bus were almost the loudest, meanest, roughest kids in Orange, Virginia. These kids hollered, used foul language, and even cut the seats up on the bus. Remember, this is fiction. It was near Christmas time, and that old bus was just getting more and more rugged. Mr. Butts had asked his boss for a new bus several times before, and he just said, "You can't have a new bus until next year." Mr. Butts got so tired of hearing this over and over, so he quit asking for a new bus. He kept on driving this bus for 3 more years. Finally, a new bus came in. Right offhand, Mr. Butts got all excited and thought the new bus was for him. So the next day, Mr. Butts asked his boss if he could pick up his new bus anytime soon. And his boss said, "That isn't your new bus. That's going to take the place of bus 41. Mr. Butts said, "You mean to tell me you're giving that bus to the driver of 41? And his boss said, "Yes, sir." After Mr. Butts and his boss had their little talk, Mr. Butts went home. His wife met him at the door with a hello kiss and said, "How was your afternoon drive today?" And Mr. Butts said, "Just horrible." "What happened?" said his wife. He said, "Well, you see, this new bus came in, and I thought it was for me. So I went and asked my boss if I could pick up my new bus anytime soon, and he said that the bus wasn't mine. He said it was going to take the place of bus 41. "Well, honey, don't you worry about it. You'll get a new bus one day," said his wife. "I guess so," he said. So Mr. Butts went to bed on Christmas Eve night and slept like a log. Then, on Christmas morning, Mr. Butts got up and looked out of the window to see if it was snowing. And all of a sudden, he saw a new bus. He said, "Look, honey, look, I got a new bus. That was my bus after all." Mr. Butts was so happy, he called his boss up and said, "You're the best boss I ever had." Mr. Butts was happy all the rest of the day, And when it came time to haul his kids back and forth to school, well, he was even happier because they stopped being so loud and mean and rough. The Bus Driver's Christmas Surprise by Cindy Wood, a seventh grader at Prospect Heights Middle School. Now, look here, Miss Message, I have one more note. There's a special group of people, a special group of pupils at Prospect Heights Middle School, and they've all teamed together to write a story for us.
Hey, that's a great idea.
Well, I thought so, too. They've sent it over here to the post office with a very special request.
And that is?
That we ask Phil Goodwin to read the story on Monday night. So, that's what we're going to do. You know, Phil's a great favorite of theirs, and they asked specially that he read their story.
Well, we'll be sure to make time for it on Monday night.
Mm-hmm.
And now I guess we'd better pack things up.
All right, for tonight and for another week. Get that last
one
in there. All right. Well, good night, Miss Message.
Good night, Mr. Postmaster. See you Monday.
So long. We'll be listening again for more letters. Letters to Santa Claus is presented with the best Christmas wishes of Virginia Federal Savings and Loan Association on the corner of Main Street and Madison Road in Orange. Bring your letter to Virginia Federal and put it in Santa's mailbox, or if the office is closed, use the deposit slot outside. And listen each afternoon, Monday through Friday at 5:45, for Letters to Santa Claus.